President Trump is promising to solve a trade dispute with Canada that has left dozens of dairy farmers in Wisconsin scrambling to find new buyers for their product. Trump made his remarks during a visit Tuesday to Snap-on Tools in Kenosha.
We're also going to stand up for our dairy farmers in Wisconsin. And I've been reading about it, and I've been talking about it for a long time, and that demands really immediately fair trade with all of our trading partners, and that includes Canada.
Trump narrowly carried Wisconsin in last fall's election, and that divided citizenry was evident outside Tuesday's event. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on what protesters and supporters had on their minds.
Demonstrators crowded the sidewalks outside of Snap-on Tools. They stood next to each other for hours, chanting in different rhythms. The protesters...
Lock him up!
Lock him up!
Lock him up!
Lock him up!
While supporters shouted the president's name. One backer is Barbara Griffin of Kenosha. She's holding up a sign left over from the campaign that reads, Trump Pence.
The left tend to get more of the press, that there's a lot of us common working people that are for him, and he needs to know that we support him.
Griffin says she's pleased that President Trump signed an executive order in Kenosha. It tightens the rules on technology companies seeking to bring highly skilled workers from other countries to the U.S. She says the move will help American laborers.
I'm fine for that. I think a lot of times there are American workers that are capable for the job, but there's a lot of foreigners in there bidding for the same job. I have two cousins that are out of work, both college educated, that got turned down during engineers. Can't hurt them to have more jobs.
While Griffin says so far she's thrilled with Trump's job performance, others aren't enthused. Sandra Lapisto of Racine is holding a sign that reads, Show Your Taxes. She says it's frustrating that Trump hasn't revealed most of his tax returns.
People are struggling to pay their taxes. He's proud because he knows how to not pay taxes. And then he conveniently reveals one year where he paid taxes. But we know there are many, many more years where he didn't pay taxes.
Others in the crowd voiced different beefs. Jared Hicks drove up from Zion, Illinois. He thinks the president should develop a thicker skin and objects to Trump's use of Twitter.
I don't like this idea that he seems to have that he's beyond criticism just because he's the president. And I think it's really immature that he attacks people on Twitter who disagree with him.
Another issue people in the crowd raised is Trump's recent order of missile strikes in Syria. Diana Graves says the move makes her nervous.
I believe in peace. I believe there are peaceful ways of handling this, and I hope he doesn't get too anxious, if you know what I mean.
Daniel Fritz supports Trump's foreign strategy.
You know, peace is not always attained without some form of showing your strength. And you have to do it in a way that's measured, but you also have to let people know that, you know, there's a line that you can't cross.
The president did not address foreign policy matters during his visit to Wisconsin. Most of his focus was on American workers. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.